One thing you can say about America is that it is rife with small businesses. There are millions of small businesses out there, and many of them are very successful. And I guess it comes to a point in a business person's career when they say, hey, you know, I think this is a model that can be expanded, but how do I actually do that? I've got one store, maybe I've got two stores. How do I get access to capital? How do I decide whether actually perhaps considering franchising as an option? To look at that and to investigate that further, I've asked Mark Siebert to join me. Siebert is an expert in the franchising business, and his book is Franchise Your Business, The Guide to Employing the Greatest Growth Strategy Ever. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Well, thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me.
You know, the foreword in your book is written by the founder of Massage Envy, and I think most of us know that that is a franchise, and we see these stores popping up all over the nation. Tell us a little bit about that to get us started.
Oh, sure. John Lenicio, who's the founder of Massage Envy, came to me probably about a decade ago. He had, at the time, one location. It had been open for several months, but that was about it. It was just turning the corner on profitability, but we could pretty well see that it was going to be a very profitable venture at the unit level, and he wanted to expand. He had a new business model. He was doing something a little bit different. So we put together a franchise program for him for very aggressive growth. And today he's got probably, well, he's since sold the company, but Massage Envy has probably 1,200 to 1,500 locations open. They're a multi-billion dollar company at this point. And they did that by franchising.
Mm-hmm. Well, not all businesses can be franchised. I mean, if you're providing a service that's particular to you as the owner, where people are coming just for your expert advice or something, I mean, I think that would be hard to duplicate. Is that correct? Or can even those kinds of businesses be franchised as well?
No, you're absolutely right. You cannot franchise any business. There are certain things that we look for in determining whether or not a business model is in fact franchisable. So we look for things like, is the business model duplicable? So in that vein, we're looking at, is this just something that is in the founder's head, or is this something where we can put it down on paper, create a system, and do the same thing? We look at whether or not it's going to work in a variety of different markets, whether or not the business has enough credibility in the eyes of a potential franchisees that they could sell franchises. But most of all, it's about trying to make sure that the franchisee can make enough money even after we take out a royalty to provide them with adequate return for their investment.
What kind of returns should a business have before they even decide that franchising is the right kind of model for them? What kind of returns on investment?
Well, let's start by saying that you don't franchise until you've got a profitable business that's making money. And then from there, say, if you think of it the way that somebody would think of an investment, if I were going to invest in the stock market, I'd expect a certain rate of return, maybe long-term, a 10% rate of return. You've got a greater level of risk for franchisees. So at a minimum, I would say that a franchise business, after paying someone a royalty and after paying a manager's salary, just to make sure that it's sort of a reasonable comparison, you have to have at least a 15% return, maybe 20% return, depending on who your targeted franchisee is and the perceived level of risk.
There's so much to consider. If I were going out to buy a franchise, I would be pretty wary. I'd have to look for certain conditions and certain qualities of the business. So turning that around, if I'm the business owner and I'm going to now start franchising my business, I have to think in terms of what the buyer would want to experience. So give us an idea. Give us a list of some of those requirements, the quantifiable requirements for both sides.
Well, for the way that the business relationship typically works is that the franchisor is going to provide pretty extensive training to the franchisee. They're going to provide an operations manual. They're going to provide some initial training and some ongoing training and ongoing support. They are going to oftentimes have other elements of the value proposition as well. So it might be developing a national marketing campaign or something they can use in their own local markets to generate business. And, you know, it's about making sure that franchisee is successful. So since franchising spans so many different industries, It's hard to say one particular support model that a franchisee would be looking for, but basically the franchisee is looking to go into business for themselves, but not by themselves.
My guest is Mark Siebert. His book is Franchise Your Business, The Guide to Employing the Greatest Growth Strategy. He's also CEO and Senior Franchise Consultant of iFranchise Group. So one of the most famous franchises that we all know, of course, is McDonald's. And, you know, that has lasted for so many years. And it was actually, I guess, one of the original concepts when Roy Kroc walked into the McDonald Brothers store. And I guess the light went off and he said, I can do this in any location. What are some of the other businesses out there that have been just so successful using franchises?
Well, you know, there are probably 1,000 different brands that people know that they don't even realize are franchising. Some of the clients that we've worked with or that I've worked with in the last couple decades in the food service business, it could be like a Buffalo Wild Wings or an Auntie Anne's Pretzels. But there are sort of unusual industries. So, for example, your listeners may be familiar with a company called SkyZone, which is an indoor trampoline park. That was a concept that really wasn't even around a decade ago.
Yeah.
And people go into these things and they bounce around on the trampoline.
To their heart's content.
To their heart's content. Exactly right.
Yeah.
And it was a concept where they came to me again. They had one location out in Las Vegas. Yeah. Today they've got 360.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they've done that through franchising. So it's a sort of, it's an industry where you wouldn't sit there and think, you know, this is ripe for franchising. But if you got a business model that works, pretty much any industry, janitorial services, carpet cleaning, lawn care businesses, hotels, everything, you know, if you think of a brand in one of those industries, chances are it's franchise.
You know, I remember some years ago finding out that Denny's was a franchise. Now, Denny's has been around since my childhood, and I just expected it to be just a regular company that opened up all these stores. I had no idea that they were franchised. Are there any other companies that we'd be surprised? I noticed on your list, Anheuser-Busch was one of the companies that you consulted with. What was it that they were looking for?
Well, with Anheuser-Busch, they had what's called a Belgian Beer Cafe, which is an international franchise. And they've actually franchised that in places like Dubai in the Middle East, where you wouldn't really think beer cafe, but they've done a nice job of franchising that particular concept.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about financing? I mean, is the franchisor expected to do the financing for the franchisee, or do they get independent financing?
For the most part, it's independent financing. A lot of it is done through SBA loans or home equity loans or what they call ROBS programs, which is a program designed to access 401k money. And so there's a lot of ROB rollovers, SBA stuff that is used, but it's usually done from the franchisee side and not the franchisor side. There are occasionally franchisors that get involved in financing, but it's the exception rather than the rule.
All right. So I have a store. I think it's expandable. And I'm thinking about franchising. What do I have to do to this store to get it into shape to franchise?
Well, I think that the first thing that you want to do is really make an informed decision as to whether or not the business is in fact franchisable. And if your listeners went to ifranchisegroup.com, there's a test of franchisability that they can take there. But if they believe that it is franchisable, there are certain things that you need to do. You need to have a good strategy. So franchising, the way that it works is you're going to take fees and you're going to take royalties. And a lot of times people sort of pick numbers at random, but a 1% mistake on a typical franchise program multiplied times hundreds of franchisees can be millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to make sure you have a good strategy. There is a requirement that you do certain legal documents. So in franchising, sort of like a securities offering, you have to have a disclosure document that goes along with your franchise agreement. And you're going to need a specialized lawyer to put that together for you. You're going to need to develop operations manuals, if you don't have them already, that are going to lay out what the systems are and the way in which the franchisee needs to follow your brand standards.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need to develop marketing plans and brochures and other collateral materials that will be focused on finding franchisees. And you need to make sure that you have an organization that's geared toward how do you sell and service and support franchisees so that people know their roles, they know how to properly qualify franchisees because you don't want to sell one to everyone. And that's, I guess, the basics is make sure you have a good strategy, good quality control, that you've got something in place to market and sell these, and that you've got the legal documents needed under the law.
So as a franchisor, you better have some money ready to go because you've got to get attorneys. You've got to get probably consultants to help you set up this manual, marketing plans. I mean, all this takes money and takes capital expense for you to get yourself in shape and actually to kind of fine tune your own business to make sure that everything can be replicated and duplicated. And so just even before you kind of sell your first franchise, you've got a lot of work to do.
You're absolutely right. Franchising is a low-cost means of expansion where you use other people's capital, but it's not a no-cost means.
Yeah.
You're going to spend $50,000 to $200,000 if you really want to get aggressive with your growth to get into the franchise business and have some money set aside for marketing the franchise.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. My guest, Mark Siebert, Franchise Your Business, the guide to employing the greatest growth strategy, also CEO and senior franchise consultant of iFranchise Group. That's the small letter I, the word franchise group. And thank you so much for joining us, Mark. It's been very informative.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Steve. I enjoyed our time together.